It is a Tech Tuesday. You know that. We do that around here. And senior editor for CNET, Ashley Esqueda, on the line with us. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am hesitant to download the new iOS, I think it's 11, for the iPhone. A friend of mine on Facebook, who is not a mom or a grandmother, so he kind of knows the tech world, he downloaded the latest version of it, and he claims that his phone locked up and he can't get it to turn on, and there's no way to go back to the old operating system, is there?
Oh, no. Yeah, you can take it. I think you can take it to an Apple store and have them work on it. So that's probably what he's going to have to do if it won't turn back on. But
Is it smart to wait a couple days to make sure bugs are fixed?
I tend to tell people, if you are not desperate to be that early adopter, if you're not that person anyway, it's totally fine if you just wait for usually there's a bug fix patch that comes pretty swiftly after you see any major software update from any company. So I would say if you're not sure, it's totally okay to wait for a little bug fix patch.
All right, I'm waiting.
Yeah, wait a little while. Be patient.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Some major fallout, Ashley, from the Equifax breach of a few weeks ago. Go ahead. This is news that we kind of expected, I guess.
Man, yeah. Equifax is they're really... They've got a long road ahead of them.
Yeah.
Their CEO stepped down effective immediately this morning. So Richard Smith said, I just feel like this is in the best interest of the company, and new leadership should move the company forward at this point, and I am out. So he has stepped down. That makes three executives. That's the CEO, and then I believe their chief, they've had their chief information officer and their chief security officer also leave the company, which also to be expected after such a massive breach. They just keep kind of tripping up about this. So it's not just the breach. I mean, companies go through hacks and they come out the other side. Look at Target.
Mm-hmm.
But on that same note, they are not even handling the aftermath of the breach very well. So they waited a month to alert consumers from the time they found out, which obviously consumers don't like that when it has to do with their credit information and their social security numbers. And then also their Equifax Twitter account was tweeting a website that wasn't the official website for information. It was a spoofed website. It really has been sort of a comedy of errors over there a little bit.
And Ashley, remind me, didn't they want to charge people to freeze their account, even though it wasn't the people's fault, it was the company's fault, Equifax? Wasn't there a certain
$10.
Sum? It was $10 to freeze the account. So
they waived it, but the other companies did not.
I think in certain states, I know in California, it's $10 per credit union, so mm-hmm. all three of them charge $10 each. And I think there are some members of Congress arguing that it should be free for everybody. And I mean, I kind of agree. I think if there's a breach like this, it makes total sense to be able. But on top of that, like the even crazier thing is if they said, oh, if you freeze your credit, you can unfreeze it by filling out this form, which hilariously was all the information that was leaked in the hack. So.
Ashley, if you're the president, though, if you're the CEO of Equifax and you've just come off of this and you're interviewing for a job, do you even put that on your resume? I might want to leave that off my resume.
Maybe you just skip it. Yeah. Maybe just say that you were a stay-at-home dad.
Right.
Taking care of the family. Trying to get back into business.
It kills me that, like, you can't buy anything, whether it be a house, a car, or a refrigerator, without a good credit rating. And then all your information goes to these reporting agents.
Whether you want it or not.
I know. And it's like, it's so not cool.
It's definitely a sign of this sort of these companies, especially these three major companies, have sort of rested on their laurels for a little bit too long. And I think what happens is at some point these breaches will happen and they just have to be prepared. And Equifax absolutely was not prepared.
All right, Joe Biden is starting a podcast.
Joe Biden is?
This is kind of exciting.
Yeah, former Vice President Joe Biden is launching a project called Biden's Briefing. And it's a podcast that he's going to run every weekday. He picks out articles that he says in this statement. He says, it's a range of thoughts and opinions, some of which I agree with and some of which I don't, but all of which I think are important to spend some time thinking about. So he's going to choose the topics, and then this is sort of an interesting format. They're going to have Joe Biden will introduce the stories and offer some thoughts about the pieces, and then he's going to have voice actors read out the stories.
Wow.
So and they have a partnership with publishers like Bloomberg and BuzzFeed, MSNBC, Politico, Slate, Vice, like a whole bunch of publishers. And and the neat thing that I like about it is it won't just be available as a traditional podcast on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, like all these podcast services. You'll also be able to get it through Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant. So you'd be able to say, like, you use your trigger word. I don't want anybody listening with it on speaker. I hate to trigger their Alexa.
Right.
But you say, like, hey, launch Biden's briefing, or what's Biden's briefing? And then it would just be that podcast, which is really neat. And it's every day, so I'm imagining it's pretty short. I think this is really cool. Like, I like that he's doing this. And Joe Biden, I mean, we all love how Canada
sure.
can be. So it seems like it could be a really great way for him to sort of get his thoughts out there in a really casual, kind of friendly way.
And maybe start campaigning for running for president next time.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
How will this be different from Live with Carson Daly?
I mean, I'd love a TRL element. If he could also count down the top 10 music videos of the day, I would be in
that. That's a good show.
All right, and tell us about this giant unicorn statue, because this seems so goofy.
So I love Japan, and they always live in the future, you guys. It's
yeah.
always in the future.
It's like Blade Runner.
And, they just unveiled this. So one of the things that Japan has that we do not, that I feel we should definitely incorporate into our society, is giant robots that guard, quote-unquote guard, locations or cities. So this new massive unicorn Gundam statue was unveiled at it guards a shopping mall in Tokyo, and it's almost 65 feet tall. It's huge. So they don't mess around with their Gundams in Japan, guys.
Wow, that sounds. And what does it do other than just guard the shops?
It's a unicorn. Yeah? It gives you hope.
It's good news. Yeah.
So, interestingly enough, so it is part of a they have a light show, and then it moves along to the series. It's sort of a series. Gundam is a franchise in Japan. So
yeah.
All these large robots and everything. So there's a it moves, and there's a theme song that plays, and there's a light show, and it's sort of a little feature that's happening there. But it's it's sort of also kind of guarding the mall, you know. Unfortunately, it's not equipped with any actual weapons.
No, all right.
I mean, would be much more exciting, but also dangerous.
All right, and real quickly, you had sent some ideas. Ashley Esqueda on the line with us, senior editor for CNET. You can find her at cnet.com. Alphabet Internet Balloons Could Talk to Your Phone in 2019. There's the headline. What the heck is an Alphabet Internet Balloon?
So I love this. Google's parent company Alphabet has a project called Project Loon. And what that consists of, it used to be this crazy, they call it a moonshot project, where it's just a wild idea. And now it looks like it might actually become reality. They are sort of, they look like weather balloons. And they are cell towers that are balloons instead of towers, so cellular balloons.
So you're going to get better connections.
Especially in more remote or rural areas. And so the idea originally was we want to make these balloons for people who are suffering after, for example, Puerto Rico. This would be a great example. The idea would be to bring in these balloons and give people connectivity if the infrastructure has been destroyed in a natural disaster. And so now they've expanded that out, and they said, well, not only can we do that in the event of a disaster or an emergency, we can also use it for just remote areas. So they used these loon balloons, 20 to 30 of them.
Are there 99 loon balloons?
Thank you, Nina.
You're welcome.
That I'm ready for that single. That can be on Biden's briefing. That can be the number one.
Yeah.
In the Peru, so they did a test in Peru. They did 20 to 30 loon balloons, and they covered an area the size of Switzerland. And they were able to improve internet access during flooding in Peru, which is really cool. Like, it's a really neat sort of little side project that's kind of grown into its own thing now. And so Google's saying, well, we think we can actually make this happen. And so you may, in the future, in by 2019, you may actually be connecting to a loon balloon for your internet when you're out and about in remote areas.
That's a great idea. And really mentioning Puerto Rico right now, you know, Donald Trump has tweeted that relief is on the way. And this way they'd be able to look at their phones and see the message sure. that help is on the way.
Exactly. That's and then also helping all of the different infrastructure, you know, police and fire yeah. and coordinate with each other, especially after across large swaths of land where it's really hard to do that in the event of something like what's happening in Puerto Rico. So this is it's a really interesting idea, and I'm really excited to see that there are, you know, divisions of companies like Google and Facebook, Google and Facebook working on things like this to help people in the event of an emergency.
It's awesome. A great idea, Ashley, until that Gundam robot decides to eat all the balloons, destroy the balloons. Then it starts getting
It's Gundam
crazy.
Style.
Gundam style. Right.
Well, let's just make sure that it's not fueled by balloons.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not.
Thank
Ashley,
you.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you. You too.
It's Ashley Escada, the senior editor for CNET. Visit the website CNET.com
Gesundheit.
For all your tech needs. You're welcome. All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.